USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Trump legal team member Rudy Giuliani's been saying it for some time. Now he says special counsel Robert Mueller's team has conceded to President Trump that they cannot indict a sitting president, but can they subpoena a president to testify? Giuliani speaks about that in an interview last night.
But I don't think they agree to the process question, which is the same reason they can't indict him, they can't issue a subpoena to him. And remember, Clinton opposed the subpoena, and then he voluntarily complied. He didn't give up presidential prerogative, and then his administration wrote a memo saying they can't do that.
Giuliani was speaking on Fox News. President Trump's to meet with the Secretary General of NATO later today and talk about North Korea's threats to pull out of the upcoming summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un. Yesterday, President Trump just said, quote, we'll see what happens. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Threats galore continue from Hawaii's Kilauea volcano. A big earthquake struck yesterday, magnitude 4.4, and another big threat is toxic smog that's belching out of over 20 cracks in the earth that have opened up over the past couple of weeks. Meanwhile, thousands of those who've been forced from their homes by those eruptions took off without their communication devices, but now those in shelters and community centers are getting some help, as we hear from John Clemens.
That help comes from Hawaiian Telcom that has supplied them with free service for calls or text messages to the U.S. mainland, American Samoa, Guam, Puerto Rico, the Northern Mariana Islands, into the U.S. Virgin Islands so they can communicate with family and friends concerned for their safety. And Nishida Fry of Hawaiian Telcom says it's all about Ohana.
We really do feel in our hearts that our customers are more than just customers. We say that they are Ohana, which means they are like family.
USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
A measure protecting net neutrality is now headed to the U.S. House after it was passed by the U.S. Senate yesterday. The Democratic-authored resolution would reverse the FCC's repeal of those Obama-era net neutrality rules that prevent Internet service providers from slowing or blocking content on selected websites. Under the new rules, providers would be allowed to open fast lanes to websites that pay them. The Democratic measure does face a very steep climb in the House because of strong Republican opposition. Well, the flight crew was asking, is there a doctor on board? And they got the Surgeon General. Surgeon General Jerome Adams was on a Delta flight to Mississippi on Wednesday when a passenger became ill, and the crew did page for help, and Adams answered the call. He later tweeted the patient's doing well and that he was glad to be able to help. Delta thanking the Surgeon General for his volunteering and his service. No indication of what exactly was wrong with the passenger. And the Carolina Panthers have announced a definitive agreement to sell the team to billionaire David Tepper. NFL owners are expected to vote on the purchase during meetings next week in Atlanta. Financial terms not released, but multiple outlets have reported the deal is worth an NFL record $2.2 billion. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.